It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in all over North America on this Friday, June 14th, 2024. Thank you to our producer holding it down, doing a great job tonight. Thank you to Nico Scarlatos. And thank you to you for listening, okay? All my people getting ready for a night out on the town. My people getting ready to do nothing but relax. My people getting money. People relaxing, just chilling. I don't know what you're doing. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a fun time already. Thank you to Gary Smits from the Florida Times Union for joining us last hour to talk about Trevor Lawrence and his new deal. NBA playoffs, well, damn it, they might end tonight. Boston Celtics trying to get rid of these Dallas Mavericks. Tomorrow we might have the end of the Stanley Cup Finals as the Panthers might eliminate these Edmonton Oilers. And we got so much more to do as I continue on with the show. We've talked about the NBA Finals. Hurry up, get it over with. No need to waste time. Get the Mavericks the hell up on out of here. We talked about Jalen Brunson defending Luka. We talked about Sauce Gardner defending Aaron Rodgers. We talked about these wild NFL quarterback salaries. And speaking of a crazy salary, I might as well get to you here with this. We'll talk about Adam Silver's comments on Caitlin Clark not making the Olympic roster. Jose Abreu got the boot out of Houston. Wow, former MVP getting fired. Netflix has a new show on receivers. The Chiefs got their championship rings last night. We'll hear from some of those guys. Just wild stuff all over the place. A busy night. And, of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. And if you want to find me online, I'm there too. I am at JR Sport Brief. How about this? If you thought the money for the quarterbacks was just big, Coleman Hawkins, who played for Illinois, like a 6'10" forward, right? He decided to go into the NBA draft. Realized that he probably maybe wouldn't get drafted, so he wanted to go back to college. He's transferring. He played at Illinois last year where they went into the tournament. He's going to Kansas State to play for Jerome Tang. He averaged 12 points, 6 rebounds, in about 2.5 assists a game. All right, those numbers aren't bad. Those are good numbers. I know he's going to hope and expect for them to get better out at Kansas State. He ended up with an NIL deal worth a record $2 million. Yes, a collective out in Kansas State got him a $2 million contract. This is a guy that he couldn't even get drafted. He was advised to go back to school. He's getting $2 million. The money is crazy. Maybe he'll get better. Jeff Goodman. He was on the Field of 68 podcast, and he said that Coleman Hawkins going to Kansas State, well, it automatically jumps them into being one of the best teams in the country. Okay, maybe it will be worth it. Listen to this.
He makes him a top 25 team, Rob. That's what easily, Coleman Hawkins. Easily. Well, beforehand, yes. Beforehand, I think they were a fringe top 25 team, and I'm not even sure I would have put them there. I didn't, and I probably wouldn't. They would have been like 30 to 40.
Wow. Okay. That's how much it's worth now. 12.6 rebounds and 3 assists. Get you a $2 million NIL deal. This man is going to get $2 million for 1 year, and then he's going to try to go back to the NBA. What a world. What a world. Nico, you got any athletic talent in your body?
I played baseball in high school.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
Well, basketball, definitely not, though. I'm 5'7", so it would not have gone well for me if I tried to play basketball.
Oh, well, we fit Nate Robinson, Muggsy Bowes, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, it's never too late. Everybody's getting, so everybody who's an athlete gets the money, man. It's not too late. Hey, what? You said you played baseball. Perfect. What's I can't, oh my God. What's the second baseman on the Astros? My brain, what's wrong with my brain here?
Jose Altuve.
Yeah, Altuve. I've met Altuve. I look down on Altuve, which is rare. He's like 5'5", if that. Never too late. What position did you play?
First base and outfield.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm a lefty, so I was kind of limited on the positions that I could play, and pitching was not one of them, so I was forced to either be a first baseman or outfielder by default.
Man, nothing wrong with that. Well, listen, man, it's never too late, and maybe you could get the art. Did you consider being a junk baller? No?
No, not really.
Okay.
I could give it a shot, though.
Well, listen, I mean, for the money that they're giving away to everybody, I mean, shoot, why wouldn't you, man? Not too late to go back to college. You still have, well, would you, I don't even know how to say that. You said high school?
Yeah.
You could technically go back to college, and if you're good enough, you could make the team because you never played, right? Right?
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Brandon Whedon play college football when he was like 28?
Well, yes, and he was kind of joked on forever. I think I can't remember the oldest guy. There was an old guy. I think it might have been here in Georgia or down in Texas. There was a guy like, I don't know, in his 50s, like on a college football team. And I'm just like, okay, all right, fine, whatever.
Good for him.
Yeah, good. God bless him. If you can go out there, I don't think he was trying to make the pros. I highly doubt it. I don't think we'd see the next George Blanda out there. But look, whatever floats your boat, and it makes you happy. And shout out to all the people out there going for their dreams. Don't let an idiot like me go out there and detract you. And congratulations to Coleman Hawkins. I hope he takes his $2 million. I hope he puts it away because he's going to have half of it because only $1 million of it is going to be his. It's going to get taxed to hell. And I hope he just holds it because realistically, unless he really plays professional basketball and just puts all the money away, $2 million is not a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But for a guy, and let me tell you something. Professional athletes, they spend the money like it's just going to keep coming in. And so if Coleman Hawkins is getting $2 million, about $1 million of it is already gone to the IRS, you're left with $1 million. And then when everybody says, oh, you got $2 million, you can give me 50. You know what? You can give me 100. And I need my car paid off. And then he needs to live somewhere. And then he's going to spend some of the money. And unless he doesn't touch any of it, he might wake up and go, where the hell did my money go? Good luck to him. I hope he has a great system to make it worth it. It stinks. Hard knock life. You learn the hard way. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. This is crazy news, and we heard this in the break as well from Rich Ackerman. You thought money was just influencing baseball players? Just guys like Marcano and Porter Juniors and Shohei Ohtani's interpreter? Major League Baseball is punishing umpire Pat Hoberg for violating the league's gambling policy. Major League Baseball told The Athletic, and Hoberg denies betting on baseball, and he is appealing the discipline. He hasn't umpired a game the entire season. He was active last year. Major League Baseball says this. During this year's spring training, Major League Baseball commenced an investigation about a potential violation of our betting policy by umpire Pat Hoberg. I could hear ominous music playing underneath the statement. Mr. Hoberg was removed from the field during the pending of the investigation. During the pending investigation, MLB's investigation did not find any evidence that games worked by Mr. Hoberg were compromised or manipulated in any way. MLB determined that discipline was warranted. Mr. Hoberg has chosen to appeal. Therefore, we can't comment further. Wow. He says, I'm appealing their determination that I should be disciplined for violating the sports betting policies. While the appeal is pending, it won't be appropriate to talk about it. Okay. All right. Well, umpires. Any umpire, player, or club, or league, or official, or employee can't bet any sum upon any baseball game in connection with which the bettor has no duty to perform shall be declared ineligible for 1 year. Wow. Well, we don't know the details of this. But whether or not Pat Hoberg bet on baseball or not, it just sounds like a dumb idea. Like, stay away. Like, don't bet. Is it that bad? I guess it is. Betting in any professional sport right now is just, is it as bad as drinking alcohol? I don't know. It's like some people do it. Some people do it more than others. Some people don't want to do it. And some people do it. When they do, they can't control it. They get in trouble, or they get in trouble. Let's be real. The umpires and the referees, they're human beings too, right? They can be influenced. They could be swayed one way or another. They could line their pockets and think that they're outsmarting the system. And so I know it's easy for us to always talk about, player X is cheating. And we always make the jokes. The jokes are always made about the players, or at least the referees, being on the take. Most times I don't think that's true, but eventually somebody is on the take. You know, there's a reason why Rudy Gobert making the money sign at an official draws a big old fine. It's because what the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, MLS, what none of the leagues need are people doubting the system. Why? Because if people doubt the system, it's not so much about what they believe. It's about them not spending the money anymore. That's it. If you don't feel what you're watching is real and honest, why are you going to bet? Forget watching. People will always watch. Why are you going to bet in something you don't believe in? There's a reason why in the WWE professional wrestling, they're no over and unders. It doesn't exist. It's scripted. It's predetermined. They know what's going to happen. You can't bet on it, can't gamble on it. Is this guy going to win or lose? Oh, yeah, maybe you can do that. Maybe. But there's no confidence that it's accurate because it's fake. That's not professional sports, man. We've got enough players that have gotten in trouble with gambling. And damn it, I guess we would just do for an umpire. And even if it's not Pat Hoberg who's being investigated, eventually we're going to have an umpire or a referee. Hello, Tim Donaghy. We're going to have one that gets in trouble. It's just a matter of when. But more than one. Quite frequently, I'd say. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. On the other side of the break, yeah, umpires not supposed to gamble, referees not supposed to gamble, players, parameters, they're not supposed to gamble on their own sports. A lot of women's basketball is gambling on Caitlin Clark. And a lot of women's basketball players and executives, they don't want her. I can tell you somebody who does. You'll hear his voice on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked some NFL with Trevor Lawrence and quarterback contracts. We talked some NIL deals. We got a college basketball player who just got a $2 million deal for 1 year. NBA Finals is set to potentially conclude in another 15 minutes, game four down in Dallas, Texas. We got a lot to do. And then right before we went to break, I told you that for all of Caitlin Clark's detractors, there's one individual who is a big supporter of hers. I'll tell you who that is momentarily. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to Milwaukee and talk to Ram. Ram, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. How are you, man?
And it's been all right, man. It's been a while since I talked to you, but I listened to your show. Congratulations, you get pushed up to that new time slot, man. I like that. That works out even better for me. I was going to say about tonight's game, I'm a Kyrie fan, and, I mean, I want to see them at least win a couple games. You know, they got a little deficiencies because of experience, but I just like to see a good game. Each game seemed like it's been pretty good. They marched back.
I don't think the discrepancy is so much as much in experience as it is talent. Like, Boston is just a better overall team, and that's with or without Kristaps.
Yeah. Yo, they got experience, though. They got a lot of deep playoff experience. I will give them that. That's the big thing. And, you know, Kyrie got more experience than probably the whole team, and Luka might be in second place, so... You know, it's going to be a learning curve for those Dallas players. And then the NIL thing, JR, this is the problem I got with it. For years, you watch a college football game and the seats are filled for years. And since, you know, the whole NCAA thing is what they call a profit for non-profit organization, you can't find no report on earnings. So you know they're making money, so... When they say, oh, we're going to get everybody $20 million and do these things, it'd be interesting to find out how much money these places really have been making. Because I think $20 million is just a drop in the bucket.
Well, part of what is available, we know what happens with the television deals. Some universities and schools are different than others. Are you a public university? You certainly can go ahead and take a look at the books. And so I think we have an overall... I think that what the NCAA is trying to do, and I know what the NCAA is trying to get the government to do to create some parameters, it's just a wild, wild west right now. And so if you want to think about teams having budgets to think about how they want to split the money, let's just put it this way. There is no easy answer. There is no simple solution. Because every team is different. Every conference is different. And schools are different. I mean, we talked about it earlier this week. A school like UConn, which is not known as a football program, and basketball probably generates more. Like, what is that going to do to a school like UConn? They can utilize their money more towards basketball as opposed to football. So there is no easy solution. There should be revenue splits. But how that gets split up, I don't even have that answer. And whatever they come up with it's almost like, hey, how should we do the college football playoff? There's too many.
Well, okay, my last point, based on what you just said, so you got these Power Five conferences now. You got 18 teams in the what?
No. Hold on, Ram. That wasn't my point. That was an example.
Okay.
My point about NIL and splitting money and revenue shares. My point is there is not going to be an easy solution. And whatever solution that they come up with is going to be screwed. It's going to be imperfect. There's going to be something wrong with it. And I was just saying it's similar to the college football playoff because there's no simple answer to that either. Do we have a computer do it with the BCS? Do we have humans do it? Do we expand the playoff? Do we have a smaller playoff? Well, who gets left out of it? It's always going to be screwed up. And there's no easy way to do the money. You want to know why? Because for years they were robbing the students. And there's no easy way to reverse a bank robbery. It gets real messy.
My last point, based on what you just said, so just think about the number of years that players or coaches getting caught for putting money up under the table. So that brings to light another whole parameter when you talk about, well, we're going to give them something. And then when you think about over the years, like the Kentucky program over the years, you know, caught doing certain things and some of these other programs. So now you can pay And I agree with you on that point. How do you find some type of balance and equity? That's going to be interesting.
You can't. Thanks a lot, Ramp,
for taking my call, man.
Appreciate you. No doubt about it. You can't. It's impossible. This is like every and anything else in life. You're going to have your haves and you're going to have your have-nots. I mean, even if we take a look at college sports and we hit the, let's look at it from a professional level. You tell me, and in what world, on a consistent basis, is a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, how are they going to go out there and compete consistently with the Los Angeles Lakers? They can't. They can't. Okay, if I want to take a look at baseball, and in what realistic world are the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Milwaukee Brewers, what world are they going to compete with the Dodgers and the Yankees? They can't. They won't. And that's unfortunately, in a lot of cases, that's life and that's business. And it's the same damn thing in college sports. I don't care if you're taking a look at a football program or you're looking at a basketball program. There's schools that are going to be at disadvantages. That's why we already got Group of Five and then we got Power Five. And if you look at Power Five, you got SEC. And I don't know how it's all going to combine. I don't know how they're going to split the money. It is literally the wild, wild west. Because everybody said, oh, well, we can all get rich and not pay the students. Screw them. Screw them kids. Nico, have you seen the meme of Michael Jordan saying, F them kids? You've seen that before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like you like that too much. Is that how you feel about kids?
No, not at all. Oh, I just think it's a little funny, to be honest.
Oh, it is. It is. Michael Jordan saying, F them kids? Yeah, of course it is, as he drills jumpers over children. Well, that's the approach of the NCAA. It's like, hey, we got free labor, and we can make billions of dollars by placing them on television. And we don't have to give them a dime? Huh. And there's another word I can use for that. There'd be some people that'd be offended. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of college athletics, there's a young lady who's the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history. There's a woman who is helping the WNBA's numbers go through the roof with interest. Her name is Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is also the woman that is just being kind of chopped around for everything. Players are giving a crap. Hard fouls. There's so many conversations about who she is and what she isn't and how good she is or what she is and what she deserves or what she doesn't. We know she didn't make Team USA's basketball team. How about the general manager and the coach work for other teams in the WNBA? It seems like a conflict of interest. And everybody's saying, oh, well, we need the best team. It's an Olympic team for women's basketball. Team USA women's basketball, they're going to wipe the floor with anybody. I guess they could take the last WNBA has, I don't know, 150 women, 120 women. They could take the worst 10 women in the WNBA and make them represent Team USA, and we'd walk away with gold, okay? Everybody has an opinion about where Caitlin Clark should be or not be. They could have put her on the team. They didn't want her. That's just what it boils down to. They didn't want her. They could have put her on the team to develop for now and into the future. Putting her on the team wouldn't have done a damn thing. And she's an alternate. I hope she makes it. But come on now. Diana Taurasi is going to sit on the end of the bench and win a 6th gold medal. Whoop de freaking do. You don't want to win now and build into the future? It's a load of crap. A lot of these executives and people making decisions with Team USA basketball, they're punking out. They're afraid. They're either A, jealous, B, they're afraid, C, they don't want the smoke, and D, they don't want the attention. And I guess what comes after D, E, they don't want the headache. They're thinking about themselves, and they're not thinking about the game. People need to see Caitlin Clark. Every opportunity in the Olympics, why not? We got to wait 4 years for what? Such a lightning rod for doing nothing, for being good at basketball, busting ass, and shooting three-pointers from deep. And you want to know somebody that actually, I guess, has her back? Somebody that's just like, oh, well, can we get over this? I'd like to see her. Is the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. Adam Silver, during media availability, was asked about Caitlin Clark not making Team USA basketball. And Adam Silver is a supporter. Take a listen to this.
She's one of the most popular players at this point in the world. The ratings demonstrate that, the amount of interest we're seeing in her. But again, it's my mandate is a bit different than USA Basketball. My job is to get more people to watch and love basketball. USA Basketball has a very specific mandate about building the best possible team from a competitive standpoint, and I accept that they all did their jobs the way they were instructed to. So we'll see. You know, she's going to have a great career ahead of her. She's already been Rookie of the Month in the WNBA. She's already proving herself that she can compete at the highest level in this league. And I'm sure there'll be lots of opportunities for her to represent our country.
A lot of opportunity. Man, we're missing an opportunity. The Olympics only comes around 4 years. Every 4 years. By the time the next Olympics comes around, Caitlin Clark is not going to be ancient. She's going to be 26 years old. Could we not put her in right now at 22? And Adam Silver, great at his job. I think he's the best commissioner in sports. Great, great political response there about Team USA, their job being able to, you know, field the best team. Come on. They don't have no damn competition. Can we start there? So let's stop the sham of, oh, we need to put together the best team so we could be the best competitive squad so we can compete against, I don't know, Japan? For what? Nico, have you ever seen the Japanese women's team in the Olympics?
No, sir.
Have you ever seen the women's Turkish team in the Olympics?
No, sir.
You ever seen the Spanish team in the Olympics?
No, sir.
Me neither. You want to know who has Nico?
Who?
Nobody. Like, that's the answer. Nobody. And so we need to field a competitive team to beat a bunch of nobodies. It's a shame. We still got time. I hope that we see Caitlin Clark in the Olympics. I really do. Adam Silver wants to see it. I'd love to see it. And I don't, that's not just because I'd love to see it. I want to see the women's game continue to grow. I like women's basketball. I remember watching the WNBA when it started years ago. And then some of the early stars started to retire and disappear, and I stopped watching. And I've started to watch more recently with Caitlin Clark launching threes and her taking on Angel Reese and Camilo Cardoza. And, I mean, I've watched more recently. I want to watch more, but without all this stupid jealousy and drama and beef and who needs to be here and who doesn't need to be here, everybody just needs to get over themselves. Just play ball. That's it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. I know somebody that doesn't have a job. He may not get one. I'll tell you who that is on the other side of the break. We got a new series coming out on Netflix. The NFL is doing more. I'll tell you about it. Damn it, we got the NBA Finals game about to be underway. We got a lot to do. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to talk about a couple of guys. Well, one guy who no longer has a job in baseball. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This song is quite appropriate. It goes, I'll whip your head, boy. I hope tonight the Boston Celtics whoop up on the Mavericks. Finish them. Whip them good. Finish them. The game is just underway. 3 minutes, about 3 minutes have gone by. Boston leads 6-4. So it's still early. Still early. In a couple of hours, Boston, are they going back to Boston champions or are they going back to Boston to play another game on Monday night? Ugh. Let's get it over with. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we heard from Adam Silver. He's like, yeah, I would have loved to seen Caitlin Clark in the Olympics, but it ain't my choice. Said it was their choice because they wanted to put together the best team to play against a bunch of teams that they would annihilate anyway. 855-212-4227. Wayne is here from Albuquerque. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. A long time ago, before there was the Dream Team, there was a lot of semi-pro guys or college guys playing in the Olympics and getting their butt kicked. And I think it's a smart move for them to put the best athletes out there to give a good showing, because you want the bad PR they're already getting right now with dealing with Caitlin Clark, and then them go and then they lay an egg against other teams that you're right should be. So I think it's smarter than to probably get the best players they can to be at least competitive, so they have some PR going against them.
Wayne, help me out here. You think that some of these games are going to be competitive?
I think they could. If you get, I mean, dude, you got to think too. Remember when LeBron, when his kind of his rookie year when he was young, they went out there and they were losing to teams that they
No. We can't make a comparison between the NBA and 20 years ago versus what's going on now. You believe that the women's basketball team, which I think has a record of women's basketball, I think they have a record of like, and I can look it up. It might either be 70-3 or it might be 100-3. That is 100 wins to only 3 losses. I don't think they need to worry about fielding a competitive team, worried about what an upset might look like. I don't think that's a concern.
I get it. I mean, they are already always dominant, but I don't see why not try to also get the best players out there to see what they can do.
So
they can still be competitive.
Are you advocating for Caitlin Clark to be on the team or not?
I think she should. I think she's
okay.
She's put a lot of value to the team. Like, they wouldn't be as credible. We wouldn't even be talking about them right now if she wasn't even on the on any team. So she's given notoriety, but these girls don't like it, and it's definitely showing. And it's bad PR for them. And if anything, if they want to show that, then put their best players out there and show us how good you really are without her.
There's a lot of good players.
And then not play with her and then go and see how they do without her.
Well, there's a lot of good players. They don't need Caitlin Clark, but I think it's foolish for the U.S. Olympic Committee overall. I think for women's basketball, and the WNBA doesn't have anything to do with this, I just think it's a foolish decision overall. And Wayne, here's the Olympic record. I have it in front of me.
Okay.
The women are 70-30 in Olympic play.
Okay, so to your point then what would it hurt to put her on the team if they're already dominant anyways, right? So why not put her on there? If they can whoop them anyways with lower level talent, then why not put her on there if they already have a good record anyway?
Yeah.
What's gonna hurt?
That's what I said last break, and I boiled it down to about 4 reasons. It's jealousy. They don't want the headache. They don't want the attention. They don't want the controversy. They want to go to Paris. They don't want to hear about Caitlin Clark, and they want to win a gold medal without her, even though in the long term, in the short term, it's actually good for all of them. But, hey, they don't care about that.
I 100% agree with you, man. You guys have a good weekend.
Sucks. Thank you, Wayne, for calling from Albuquerque. It stinks. Like, for what? Nico, would you want to do you care? Do you want to see her on the team? Do you think they should have put her there? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a chance to watch someone like Caitlin Clark, why would you not want to take up that opportunity?
Yeah, one of the excuses that Team USA gave was that we didn't want to disappoint her fans because she wouldn't get a lot of playing time. And it's just like, y'all are going to be blowing teams out. I think there's value, especially from a television product, from a social media perspective. It doesn't matter how many minutes she plays. If she goes out there at the end of a game and she's just launching up threes and has fancy passes, that's enough. Nobody needs to see Caitlin Clark go out there and start. No one needs to see her play an entire game. No one needs to see her jack up, 50 shots in a game. But just having her out there and whatever she does is enough, unless they would take the approach of, we're just going to stuff her into some mothballs and not play her at all. And I don't know why you would even do that. It's just a it's a bad situation all over the place. I'm hoping that at some point sooner than later, it can be about basketball with Caitlin Clark. And I don't know, maybe that will come in a few years where she's better and, you know, people have no choice but to respect her. You know, hopefully time in a lot of cases it can help fix a lot of things. I'm hoping that this first year is hoping it's the worst. And we get past a lot of the nonsense and jealousy and what have you. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We don't know what's going to happen with Caitlin Clark, where she's going to go, what will take place. I do know that there is another professional athlete. It might be the end of the line for him. Jose Abreu, former first baseman for the White Sox, former first baseman here for the Astros. And I say former because they gave him the boot today. He sucked. There's no other way to say it. They sent this man, a former MVP in the American League, they sent him all the way down to rookie ball because he had a batting average of .099. And they brought him back up, and he couldn't get past batting .170. They decided to eat the rest of his contract. It's almost 40 years left on his contract between this year and next year. And I like Jose Abreu. I did work with the White Sox a few years ago, and they were great to me. He actually let me hang out in his locker room or his locker, and now he's gone. Now, I will tell you this. There have always been reports. He's currently listed at 37 years old. There are reports that he's older than that, and so maybe that's why all of a sudden he's quote-unquote lost it. He's been working out with guys like Jeff Bagwell. Well, damn it, even Jeff Bagwell couldn't help him find his stroke. Stinks for him. Ken Rosenthal was on foul territory, and this is what he had to say about the Astros getting rid of a former MVP.
Obviously, a huge move considering they signed him to that big deal a couple of years ago. He's got a lot of money left on this contract. He has not performed. And if you remember, they sent him to the spring training complex, tried to get him straightened out. Hasn't happened. He's clogged the roster. This is a stunning move, quite obviously, for the Astros. They will clearly go with some other players, Loperfido perhaps, John Singleton. They can do some other things at first base. It wasn't working with Jose Abreu. They had to do this.
Damn. I would say cue Hard Knock Life, but it ain't that hard knock of a life. They still got to pay him $40 million. I mean, outside of that, just go home and kick your feet up. The Astros are 31-38. I guess that's music to the ears of the Yankees and Yankees fans, because the one team that they could never beat sucks right now. Now, what this looks like come October, we'll find out, but I think maybe some of the injuries and age and certain elements may have caught up to the Astros. There's still time, but damn, Jose Abreu, we may never see this guy play in the majors again unless he gets on some type of, Barry Bonds regimen. Yeah, Barry Bonds obviously got much better with age. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm watching the Dallas Mavericks and the Celtics right now. Still playing a close one early on in the game. Well, damn it, we won't find out until later what it's going to look like. They've played plenty of close games. 15-13, Dallas leads Boston. I told you, I want them to get it over with. 855-212-4227. Nico, they're going to play this game close, right? They're going to play it close, and they're going to give me a heart attack until the end. You think Dallas will finally take one?
I think they have to, just because there's been plenty of sweeps before, but I feel like the intensity from the Dallas side has to be way higher than it is from Boston's, right?
Oh, well, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at them.
Right.
I believe up until now, both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they're the only guys who have scored. I think Lively may have a shot, but Luka Doncic and Kyrie are shooting every shot. And damn it, yeah, you need to get your other players involved in the other games, but they ain't got enough to play for. Their backs are up against the wall. Might as well let it rip. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I got one more hour starting on the other side of the break. You damn right, I'm going to let it rip. The phone lines are still open, 855-212-4227. When we come back, yeah, I'll give you a little update here on what's going on in the NBA Finals. Game four and what could be the final game of the NBA season. We'll talk about that in a second. Give you some words on what the NFL is doing with a new show on Netflix. Of course, tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This song is quite appropriate. It goes, I'll whip your head, boy. I hope tonight the Boston Celtics whoop up on the Mavericks. Finish them. Whip them good. Finish them. The game is just underway. 3 minutes, about 3 minutes have gone by. Boston leads 6-4. So it's still early. Still early. In a couple of hours, Boston, are they going back to Boston champions, or are they going back to Boston to play another game on Monday night? Oh, let's get it over with. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we heard from Adam Silver. He's like, yeah, I would have loved to seen Caitlin Clark in the Olympics, but it ain't my choice. Said it was their choice because they wanted to put together the best team to play against a bunch of teams that they would annihilate anyway. 855-212-4227. Wayne is here from Albuquerque. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A long time ago, before there was the Dream Team, there was a lot of semi-pro guys or college guys playing in the Olympics and getting their butt kicked. And I think it's a smart move for them to put the best athletes out there to give a good showing, because you want the bad PR they're already getting right now with dealing with Caitlin Clark, and then them go and then they lay an egg against other teams that you're right should be. So I think it's smarter than to probably get the best players they can to be at least competitive, so they have some PR going against them.
Wayne, help me out here. You think that some of these games are going to be competitive?
I think they could. If you get, I mean, dude, you got to think too. Remember when LeBron, when his kind of his rookie year when he was young, they went him out there and they were losing to teams that they
No. We can't make a comparison between the NBA and 20 years ago versus what's going on now. You believe that the women's basketball team, which I think has a record of women's basketball, I think they have a record of like, and I can look it up. It might either be 70-3 or it might be 100-3. That is 100 wins to only 3 losses. I don't think they need to worry about fielding a competitive team, worried about what an upset might look like. I don't think that's a concern.
I get it. I mean, they are already always dominant, but I don't see why not trying to also get the best players out there to see what they can do if they can still be competitive.
Are you advocating for Caitlin Clark to be on the team or not?
I think she should. I think she's put a lot of value to the team. Like, they wouldn't be as credible. We wouldn't even be talking about them right now if she wasn't even on the on any team. So she's given notoriety, but these girls don't like it. And it's definitely showing, and it's bad PR for them. And if anything, if they want to show that, then put their best players out there and show us how good you really are without her.
There's a lot of good players.
And then not play with her, and then go and see how they do without her.
Well, there's a lot of good players. They don't need Caitlin Clark, but I think it's foolish for the U.S. Olympic Committee overall. I think for women's basketball, and the WNBA doesn't have anything to do with this, I just think it's a foolish decision overall. And Wayne, hold on, Wayne. Here's the Olympic record. I have it in front of me.
Okay.
the women are 70 and 30 in Olympic play.
Okay, so to your point then what would it hurt to put her on the team if they're already dominant anyways, right? So why not put her on there? If they don't, if they can whoop them anyways without with like lower level talent, then why not put her on there if they already have a good record anyway?
Yeah.
What's gonna hurt?
That's what I said last break. And I boiled it down to about four reasons. It's jealousy. They don't want the headache. They don't want the attention. They don't want the controversy. They want to go to Paris. They don't want to hear about Caitlin Clark. And they want to win a gold medal without her, even though in the long term, in the short term, it's actually good for all of them. But, hey, they don't care about that.
I 100% agree with you, man. You guys have a good weekend.
Sucks. Thank you, Wayne, for calling from Albuquerque. It stinks. Like, for what? Nico, would you want to do you care? Do you want to see her on the team? Do you think they should have put her there? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a chance to watch someone like Caitlin Clark, why would you not want to take up that opportunity?
Yeah, one of the excuses that Team USA gave was that we didn't want to disappoint her fans because she wouldn't get a lot of playing time. And it's just like, y'all are going to be blowing teams out. I think there's value, especially from a television product, from a social media perspective. It doesn't matter how many minutes she plays. If she goes out there at the end of a game and she's just launching up threes and has fancy passes, that's enough. Nobody needs to see Caitlin Clark go out there and start. No one needs to see her play an entire game. No one needs to see her jack up, you know, 50 shots in a game. But just having her out there and whatever she does is enough, unless they would take the approach of we're just going to stuff her into some mothballs and not play her at all. And I don't know why you would even do that. It's just it's a bad situation all over the place. I'm hoping that at some point sooner than later, it can be about basketball with Caitlin Clark. And I don't know, maybe that will come in a few years where she's better and, you know, people have no choice but to respect her. You know, hopefully time in a lot of cases, it can help fix a lot of things. I'm hoping that this first year is hoping it's the worst. And we get past a lot of the nonsense and jealousy and what have you. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We don't know what's going to happen with Caitlin Clark, where she's going to go, what will take place. I do know that there is another professional athlete. It might be the end of the line for him. Jose Abreu, former first baseman for the White Sox, former first baseman here for the Astros. And I say former because they gave him the boot today. He sucked. There's no other way to say it. They sent this man, a former MVP in the American League, they sent him all the way down to rookie ball because he had a batting average of .099. And they brought him back up, and he couldn't get past batting .170. They decided to eat the rest of his contract. It's almost 40 years left on his contract between this year and next year. And I like Jose Abreu. I did work with the White Sox a few years ago, and they were great to me. Actually let me hang out in his locker room or his locker, and now he's gone. Now, I will tell you this. There have always been reports. He's currently listed at 37 years old. There are reports that he's older than that, and so maybe that's why all of a sudden he's quote-unquote lost it. He's been working out with guys like Jeff Bagwell. Well, damn it, even Jeff Bagwell couldn't help him find his stroke. Stinks for him. Ken Rosenthal was on foul territory, and this is what he had to say about the Astros getting rid of a former MVP.
Obviously, a huge move considering they signed him to that big deal a couple of years ago. He's got a lot of money left on this contract. He has not performed. And if you remember, they sent him to the spring training complex, tried to get him straightened out. Hasn't happened. He's clogged the roster. This is a stunning move, quite obviously, for the Astros. They will clearly go with some other players, Lo Perfetto perhaps, John Singleton. They can do some other things at first base. it wasn't working with Jose Abreu. They had to do this.
Damn. I would say Q Hard Knock Life, but it ain't that hard knock of a life. They still got to pay him $40 million. I mean, outside of that, just go home and kick your feet up. The Astros are 31-38. I guess that's music to the ears of the Yankees and Yankees fans, because the one team that they could never beat sucks right now. Now, what this looks like come October, we'll find out. But I think maybe some of the injuries and age and certain elements may have caught up to the Astros. There's still time. But damn, Jose Abreu, we may never see this guy play in the majors again unless he gets on some type of, Barry Bonds regimen. Yeah, Barry Bonds obviously got much better with age. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm watching the Dallas Mavericks and the Celtics right now. Still playing a close one early on in the game. Well, damn it, we won't find out until later what it's going to look like. They've played plenty of close games. 15-13, Dallas leads Boston. I told you, I want them to get it over with. 855-212-4227. Nico, they're going to play this game close, right? They're going to play it close, and they're going to give me a heart attack until the end. You think Dallas will finally take one?
I think they have to, just because there's been plenty of sweeps before, but I feel like the intensity from the Dallas side has to be way higher than it is from Boston's, right?
Yeah, well, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at them.
Right.
I believe up until now, both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they're the only guys who have scored. I think Lively may have a shot, but Luka Doncic and Kyrie are shooting every shot. And damn it, yeah, you need to get your other players involved in the other games, but they ain't got enough to play for. Their backs are up against the wall. Might as well let it rip. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I got one more hour starting on the other side of the break. You damn right, I'm going to let it rip. The phone lines are still open, 855-212-4227. When we come back, yeah, I'll give you a little update here on what's going on in the NBA Finals. Game 4 and what could be the final game of the NBA season. We'll talk about that in a second. Give you some words on what the NFL is doing with a new show on Netflix. Of course, tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.